Hello, my name is Theo Willing Castro and I am a master's student at the University of Twente in the Netherlands. I work in the Telecommunications Engineering Research Group and this is the second and hopefully last year of my master's. The title of my thesis is Antenna System Design for the Inter-Satellite Link in OFAR, and this is pretty much how it goes. Images of celestial objects like planets and stars and galaxies can be obtained optically, like with a camera. This is mainly what the Hubble Space Telescope does. However, these celestial bodies not only radiate light, but also other electromagnetic waves, which cannot be captured with a camera. In order to measure this radiation, astronomers use antennas, in what is called radio astronomy. It sounds weird to take a picture with an antenna, but that's how it works, and it works really well. Radio astronomers have even obtained radiation that they claim is related to the Big Bang. So OFAR, the Orbiting Low Frequency Array for Radio Astronomy, is a project that aims to build a radio telescope to observe celestial radiation of very low frequencies, which might contain information about the early universe. Nevertheless, this range has hardly been explored before, mainly because of Earth's ionosphere blocks most of this incoming radiation, making it almost impossible to measure it with a terrestrial telescope. Well, then we aim to observe this radiation by conveniently placing our telescope beyond the ionosphere, in space. However, that's not the main engineering challenge. In order to make the observations from space, we have to use a set of 10 to 100 nanosatellites, measuring radiation, exchanging data, and sending it back to Earth. Yes, that's 10 to 100 satellites, but each one will not be bigger than your coffee maker. So, my thesis. As we said, satellites should exchange data. For this, we will use radio links, pretty much like a Wi-Fi link. However, we are slightly more challenged. We must achieve high data rates and very long ranges. Like, imagine trying to wirelessly stream an HD movie between Amsterdam and Rotterdam. And it doesn't stop there. The satellites will be constantly moving and rotating with respect to each other, so the direction in which they should send and receive data changes, and changes fast. So basically what we try to do is to design an antenna system that meets these requirements. And it seems to be possible. Using several small antennas on each satellite, we can aim a high bandwidth wireless link in almost any direction without having to physically move any antenna. But we still have to be careful. Our system still has to fit in a small satellite with very little available power, which also contains other antennas, solar panels, thrusters, fuels, sensors, and other stuff. We'll see how it turns out. Thanks.